אורח חיים חלק שני, הלכס פרחס הפירויס, הלכה דלת, פרגרף י' גימל, וזה בחינס מה שאוכל לכם על קברי צדיקים בערב ראש השנה. Everything we've been learning here will enlighten us regarding the tremendous significance that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a custom of all Jews to go to Kivrei Tzadikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. In their merit, Hashem should bless us with a good year. Our prayers of Rosh Hashanah should succeed. Ki histalkus hatzadik hu besoich bechinas noyam hoelyon. Because when a tzadik passes away, the term that's used for passing away is nistalek. Nistalek means to go up. Where is he going up to? What is that destination called? What's that? It's called Noyam Ho'elyon. Sheshom Oilen Kol Nishmois HaTzadikim. That's where all the souls of holy tzadikim go when they leave this world. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lachsois Benoyam Hashem. To have the privilege of seeing and gazing at Hashem's sweetness. Bechinas, as it says at the end of the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, Ne'imois b'yemincha netzach. Netzach means eternity, Olam Haba, that world of eternity. What is it? It's Ne'imois. It's the location of this divine sweetness. Ve'al kein b'mekoyim genizosom hu bechinas Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the place where a tzaddik is buried, even if it's not physically in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, bechinas tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in the second part of Likutei Moran, chapter 109.